Mr. Rodenbeck, how are
Sir.
we doing? We're right at 10, a little after 10:30. Can we take a 5-minute recess?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody. It is currently 10:33. We'll take a 5-minute break and reconvene at 10:38. All right, I'm going to call the meeting back to order. Today is January the 7th, 2026. This is the DHO Development Hearing Officer meeting. Current time is 10:40 a.m. We are now on item number 5, which is PR 2023-008710, minor plat application number 2025-00072. Andrea Rand, ISG agent for AmeriCo Real Estate Company, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of a tract of land in the southeast, southwest, southeast quadrant, section 14, township 11 North, range 3 East, also known as Harley Tract within Loop Industrial District Unit Number 1. Excluding the southerly portion out to the right of way, zoned NRLM, located at 8200 Jefferson Street Northeast between Jefferson Street Northeast and Paseo del Norte Northeast. Subject site contains approximately 9.161 acres in area. Is there a member of the applicant team with us this morning? Ms. Rand, good morning.
Hi, yes, this is. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much. Let me swear you in. If you'll give us your name and address for the record, and then I'll give you an opportunity to explain the proposal, okay? Do you swear?
Sure. Yeah, thanks for your time. My name is Andrea Rand. Oh,
Let me
my name
swear
is
in real quick.
Andrea Rand. I'm with ISG. My address is 7900 International Boulevard, Suite 550, Bloomington, Minnesota, 55425.
Thank you so much. You swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, please.
Thank you for your time. I am on the call also with our team is the engineer. If there are any technical questions, Alex Amadeo. As you can see, we've been working on redevelopment of this site for a U-Haul, and we have gone through the site plan process. And at the end of that process, we're just in, everything's reviewed for the site plans. We just have the one of the elevations we're finishing up right now. And so we've waited to bring the plat forward to make sure that we had all of the site plan requirements complete. And then the next step is we went and completed the infrastructure list to make sure that included everything for the site plan and that the plat would be reflective of all of the site plan improvements and infrastructure list and requirements. So all of these documents are consistent. We have received signature approvals on the infrastructure list, and I am in the process of now moving that forward to have the surety. I requested a city planning number yesterday and was in touch with Kathy and her team because I know the next steps will be to get the surety and then get that posted and recorded as part of this plat approval. So just wanted to give you a background on where we are in the process. This plat is the property is one lot and it's going to remain one lot. The purpose of the plat is to adjust the right-of-way lines to align with the city road widening and bike lane requirements for the site plan approval. So
Okay.
we'll be doing just a change to the curb and gutter and sidewalks. So adjusting for the property right-of-way lines.
Okay, very good.
So
Let me see if we have any members of the public that wish to testify on this matter, and then we'll hear from city staff and I'll eventually come back to you and or the engineer, okay?
sure, thank you.
All right. We are on item number 5, which is PR 2023-008710. Are there any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on item number 5? If so, if you would use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let us know of your intention to testify. I'm not seeing anybody's hand go up. All right, last call for any members of the public wanting to participate on item number five. Okay, let's move on to our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are Water Authority comments, please?
Water Authority has no objection to the proposed plat. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Mr. Rodenbeck, are you our code guy today?
Yeah, I
Okay,
think
thank you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
yes, sir.
What are code comments, please?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement. They have no comments on this application.
Oh, we really need to talk to them about
Getting
this.
a little bit of feedback here. Okay. And I'm sorry, Mr. Rodenbeck, one more time.
This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement. They had no comments on this application.
Okay. How about Parks and Rec, please, sir?
This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They had no objections to this platting request.
All right, very good. Mr. Chin, let's do hydrology next, please, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of August 26, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Mr. Kinbar, let's do transportation next, please. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Webb, are you providing our planning comments?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Go ahead. Thanks, Robert.
Planning has no objections to the platting action. Just had a some, couple confirmation items that Andrea had touched on. We just want to confirm that all necessary easements or any of the easements are already on the plat, and want to confirm that the platting action will not affect any of the previous approvals. She mentioned, of course, the site plan and the infrastructure list. Is that correct, Andrea?
Correct. Regulations they follow. And that could be some
And then the only
changes.
other thing that
Yeah,
we had is.
everything's consistent between. Oh, sorry. Go
Oh,
ahead.
go ahead.
I was just going to say this document is consistent with what's shown on the site plan, and any easements that were requested have been addressed.
Okay, thank you very much. And then we just had some of our standard conditions that I'll add to the chat regarding project and application numbers added to the final documents prior to
Just
final
trying to
sign-off,
think through
the date of the
the
DHO
process.
approval, and of course the DXF AEGIS approved document. So I'll add those now.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand's up.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Hi, Andrea. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to confirm that I thought you were mentioning the IIA in your presentation. So make it clear on the record that the infrastructure is tied to the site plan, but I just want to confirm again, if there's any infrastructure that is tied to the plat. Don't know if Andrea heard that.
No. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know it was tied to the site plan, so maybe I misspoke. I know that was part of the site plan project requirements and has to be finished for site plan like release and issuance.
Thanks for that confirmation, Andrea. So I just want to make it clear, and Robert doesn't have a condition about this or anything, but the recorded IIA is tied to the site plan rather than the plat. So we're not going to, hold up sign off on the of the plat pending the recorded IIA, whether that's tied to the site to the site plan.
All right, thank you for the clarification, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Webb, your hand's still up. I just want to make sure you didn't want to add something else.
Oh, sorry. I didn't
Oh,
mean to.
okay. Okay, you're
Extra
good.
click.
We're good. All right. Anybody else agency-wise wanting to provide comment on item number five? Okay, Ms. Rand, let me come back to you and offer you an opportunity to provide any closing comments.
I have none at this time. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. All right, I'm going to close the floor on item number 5, PR 2023-008710, minor plat application number 2025-00072. I'm going to approve the request for vacation because the public welfare does not require that the easements be re or excuse me that the what are we looking at here? I apologize. The right of way be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right would be abridged by this vacation action. Ms. Rand, thank you for your participation, your testimony today. We will have something in writing coming out to you. I jumped the gun again. My apologies. Let me back up. We will send something out in writing, Ms. Rand, but my approval is based upon the following conditions. From the planning department, the project and application numbers have to be added to the plat before final sign-off. Per section 66L2D7 of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And then third, a copy of the AEGIS-approved DXF file must be submitted prior to final plat sign-off for that final plat. Mr. Rodenbeck, is that why your hand went up? Because I jumped the gun?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to note, Mr. Hearing Officer, that you referred to a vacation of easement in your decision. You need to refer to the platting action because this is a platting action, a minor plat.
Correct. I thought I got. Did I get my.
I
Yes.
believe that's what I heard.
No, I think you're right. I was looking at the wrong page. So let me back up as it pertains to approval for item number 5, which is PR 2023-008710. That project will be approved because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. As I mentioned, that approval or this approval is predicated on the three conditions from the planning department. Thank you for the clarification. And again, Ms. Rand will have something in writing going out to you shortly.
May I ask a quick clarification question?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Next steps, it sounds like I have a couple changes added to the plat before it routes for final approval. Do I email that to Robert Webb or who does that go to?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Andrea, you'll send the revised final, the revised plat addressing conditions of approval and any associated documentation for that, those conditions of approval to me and Jacob Boylan. And you can copy Robert Webb as well as the lead planner. So three of us.
Okay, and then once I get that to you, you guys route for signatures and record it.
So we'll route,
Will
we route.
we need to provide you a recordation fee in advance or?
No, there's no additional fee at this point for the platting. You'll submit
Okay.
your plat, and I see you need an AEGIS DXF file approval. Mr. Webb hopefully put in some information on that in his memo, but you'll need to
Yes.
reach out to our AEGIS office and get their approval of the DXF file, the digital file for the plat. And submit proof of that AEGIS approval. And then separate from that, you'll need to add the DHO approval date and project and application numbers to the plat and submit that revised plat to me, Jacob, and Robert. And we'll distribute that plat for electronic signatures through Adobe Sign. And then once we get all the signatures, Jacob or I will send you back the signed off plat to take to the county at that point.
Okay. Okay. And who do I need to send that? Is it the DXL file of the plat? Who does that go to?
To our AEGIS office.
Because yeah, they're having what office? The survey. The surveyor?
Well, it'll include the plat. It'll include probably just the application
Okay.
submittal, and the whole application submittal. But we can provide information on that outside the meeting on who you send that to if there's not adequate information in the memo
That
for
would be
that.
helpful. Thank you for your time. Yep.
No problem.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. That was item 5. We are now on to item 6.